I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about better than deserved. Just how God, by His grace, just treats us better than we deserve. Not because we earned it, not because we're entitled to it, just simply by grace. He treats us better than we deserve. And then letting that flow through us, where we begin to do the same for other people as well. Treating ourselves and other people better than we deserve as well. So we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez is found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Then we take a couple minutes to get still and to listen, to examine ourselves before our time of communion today. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them. And I just thank you. I thank you for releasing us from the darkness, transferring us into the light, for treating us better than we deserve. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better. That the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named. Not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and all you want to do in our lives. And to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So now we're going to go through the other half of prayer, and it's about getting our hearts and minds positioned before we take communion today. And our first step is getting positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness by his grace, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. And that transfer happens through the forgiveness of sins. Think about it. We've all missed it. We've all had times when we have missed it. But by God's grace, he treats us better than we deserve. He gives us grace and forgiveness in Christ. And he brings us into the light. He brings us out of darkness, transfers us into the light. And learning to do the same for other people. Because that grace and forgiveness has to begin to flow through us out into the world to other people. So receiving it from God, giving that same grace and forgiveness to ourselves, because often we beat ourselves up. We condemn ourselves. We put all this pressure on ourselves. Learning to give yourself that same grace and forgiveness and to let it flow through you to other people. To treat other people in a way that's better than they deserve. To truly give them that grace. Which means what? We got to let some things go. We got to release some things. Maybe things we've been hanging on to of ways people have wronged us. And treating other people better than they deserve as well. That's how we begin to get into the light. We walk in the light as he is in the light, to walk in that love and grace and forgiveness. But then we're going to magnify that light. And it's all about what we're focused on, what we're meditating on, what we're rolling over in our mind, what we're imagining, what those videos we're playing on the inside are, what we're talking about consistently. Those are the things that we're magnifying. And we're all magnifying something in our life. But really, it comes down to there's two choices. On one side, we can be magnifying evil, darkness, all the things that are wrong, all the things that are to complain about, the things to gossip about, all the bad things happening in the world. We can focus on those and be meditating on them, thinking about them, imagining them, talking about them, gossiping about them. Or the other alternative is to focus on the light, to focus on God, whatever's lovely and just and pure and true, of good report, whatever's praiseworthy, to fix your eyes on the things above, where God has steadfast, unfailing love for you, where he treats you better than you deserve. And nothing is impossible with him. He's the God of all grace, the God of all peace, the God of all hope. And he can make all that grace abound to you. It's having all sufficiency in all things at all times. You can abound to every good work. And we can begin to magnify those that God treats us better than we deserve. We can begin to magnify that on the inside. And what does that lead to? That shows up as the fruit of our lips. That shows up in our emotions. Normally, we talk about peace and joy. Normally, we talk about peace and joy being some of our greatest indicators that we're on track, that we're single-minded in our focus, we're magnifying the light, that we're living in the present moment, aware of God's presence with us. But today, what I want to talk about is this idea of better than we deserve. Sometimes we can get into this mindset where something is owed to us. We worked for something, something's owed to us. And that leads to this mindset that's what? That's not grateful, that's not humble. It leads to this mindset that's feeling entitled and you owe me, you got to pay me what you owe me. And just a simple mindset shift. Wait a minute, God is treating me better than I deserve. Maybe you've read your Bible, maybe you've tithed, maybe you've taken a lot of steps of obedience, but God's still treating you better than deserved. He doesn't owe you anything. We've all missed it in so many ways, but he treats us better than we deserve. And learning to get that same mindset with other people as well. The one thing we owe anybody, owe nobody anything other than what? To love them. Owe nobody anything but to love them. And so developing this mindset that keeps us in this mindset, this heart positioning of God treats me better than I deserve, and I'm going to let that flow through me and do the same for other people. When they owe me something, maybe, I'm going to continue to love them and give them that same grace and mercy that God has given me. And what does that put us? It puts us into this grateful positioning. When someone's treating you better than you deserve, what are they doing? They're being gracious to you. They're being gracious to you. And that leads to a place of humility. That leads to a place of just gratitude and thanksgiving. And that's where the grace flows. That's how, by thanksgiving, I believe, is how we access that grace. And God gives more grace to the humble. We have to cultivate this heart positioning. That God is treating us better than we deserve, and learning to do the same for other people. So as we do these daily communions, one of the things we always talk about is to get our hearts and minds right. Sometimes all these things begin to pile up on the inside, and they block our ability to hear clearly from God. We get cloudy on the inside. And what happens is these things begin to pile up on the inside, these things that we know to do, but we're not walking in. And they begin to pile up and pile up and pile up, and we procrastinate on them. And it blocks our clarity, our ability to hear from God. We get mentally foggy. So the question becomes, what do you know to do today? There might be some things, administrative things, things around the house, things in your workplace that you know to do, but maybe you've been procrastinating on them. There might be some things in your conscience that, you know, I know to do that. I've been meaning to do that, but I just haven't done it yet. Maybe there's some bigger things God is prompting or stirring. Maybe it's cultivating this attitude today we're talking about. Just the heart and mind position that God is treating us better than we deserve and letting that flow through us to other people. Maybe there's somebody else you need to be gracious to. Somebody else maybe you need to be gracious to. Treat them better than they deserve. Maybe they do owe you something, but you can still treat them better than they deserve. So what do you know to do today? And then focusing on executing those things the right way. with gratitude, with peace and joy, confidence in God, with humility, the humility of saying, God, I can't do this on my own. These things that you called me to do, I struggle to do them on my own. I need your help with this. And God treats us better than we deserve. And his grace begins to flow. And he equips you and empowers you to do the things that you can't do in your own strength. To do it in his strength. So doing the things that you know to do today and doing them the right way. And then finally, as we go throughout our day, we got to stay tuned in to his voice. His voice is always trying to lead us to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction, better than we deserve. Even when we miss it, he keeps leading us. He keeps guiding us. He keeps doing good for us, even when we miss it. But it's his voice that leads us along that path. And taking a few minutes every day to get still, to listen, to examine ourselves, and to follow his leading on the inside. And one of the most important parts of this, I think, is writing down whatever you hear. Recording your journey and beginning to write down whatever it is that God's leading you in. Because he's going to begin to lead you step by step, day by day, to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. So we're going to take communion today. And today's communion is just very simple. Just meditating on the sacrifice of Jesus and receiving that God treats us better than we deserve, and just coming into this with humble, grateful hearts for his grace. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your steadfast, unfailing love for us, that nothing is impossible with you, that you've treated us better than we deserve. We thank you for loving us so much, you were willing to send your one and only Son to die for us, that we could have life, even though we didn't deserve it. Father, we just ask for your help in receiving this from you and letting it flow through us to other people, to begin to imitate you in this, just like you've done for us. Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he said, take it. Receive it. Receive it by faith. He's the God of all grace, treating you better than you deserve. Thank you, Father. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. And I believe as you see God showing up in your life, treating you better than you deserve, giving you better than you deserve, one of the things I think that happens is you know him better. You know his heart and his love and his kindness and goodness for you in Christ. You know him on a whole new level. And Jesus said in John 17:3, this is eternal life, that they would know you, God, and Jesus Christ, whom you've sent. Just believe as you see his goodness and kindness to you coming through, helps you to know his heart on a whole new level. We can have this covenant relationship with him, where he has made the covenant commitment, a blood sworn oath in the blood of Jesus, to give us his grace, his loving kindness, his mercy, all found in him. Father, we just thank you for it and ask you to bless this cup in Jesus' name. So now it's simply about walking it out. If we've received that from God, receive that he's doing that for you. And our job now becomes, how can you go do that for somebody else today? How can you go treat somebody else around you today better than they deserve? Let that grace just flow through you to the people in your life. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.